Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Wherever you are, in the car, in the truck, doing a little dish here or there, taking a nap, we're glad you're with us. And when I say we, I mean Dr. John Townsend. Hello, John.
Hey, Steve.
Long time no see.
I know, it's been too long.
Yeah, it has. And Dr. Dave Stoop.
Hey, Steve.
Who I get to see on a regular basis, which I'm happy about that. Well, you guys doing all right?
Doing good.
Doing fine, yes.
Good. Well, anytime remote radio works, I'm pretty excited. Let's start off by mentioning that this Friday in Orange County is every man's battle. 11,000 men have been through there.
Goodness.
And I think one of the keys, of course, is after you leave, you do follow-up. And it seems like to me that a lot of folks take that verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. They want to put, I can do all things alone through Christ that strengthens me. But we need people. We need our people. Mm-hmm. And if you abandon them, you pretty much abandon the recovery process. And so often people call us, and they don't have their people in place. They don't have their herd.
You know, Steve, that's so true in recovery, any kind of growth. If you go to 1 Peter 4:10, for example, Peter says that we are the stewards of his manifold grace. So actually, God set up a system of grace where he bestows the grace himself directly, but he also bestows the grace through people. And if you're not getting grace through people as well as God, you're not getting everything God has. God set up a system where he's not enough, basically.
That's right. Well, I'm preaching this Sunday at Heartland Church, and I'm preaching on turning a mess into blended and blessed, and talking about step families and blended families. And, you know, if you don't have support there, if you don't have connection with the church, you know, it's no wonder that 60% of step families fail. You've got to have a lot of...
That's a bad number.
I thought it was higher than that.
Really?
Well, I just read yesterday 60%, and it really might be higher than that. I don't know. All right. Well, if you want to join us on the program, 1-800-229-3000 and at tv.newlife.com. Today's daily show is with Sherry Keffer about how trauma can affect your beliefs about yourself and the world. And then also check out the segment Vows You Should Break. It's a really great segment. I think you'll like it. Up right now is a little segment I did on criticism and how destructive it can be. So a lot is there. We hope you'll sign up. If you do, you get, when you sign up for a year, you get 4 weeks free. When you sign up for a month, you get 2 weeks free. So there's a treat for everybody. There's a benefit if you want to sign up for tv.newlife.com. It is a deeper, richer way, a closer way for us to get to you and able to give more information about the topics that you want to hear about. tv.newlife.com. And as you know, we're a listener-supported ministry. We sure could use your help. Maybe a scholarship to one of the workshops, or a one-time gift, or maybe your first gift, or joining Club New Life. it would help if you could support us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. When we come back, we'll go right to the telephones and we'll take your calls. It's a good day for New Life. We'll be back after this.
I want to thank my husband for bringing me here.
The New Life Marriage Weekend is coming to Washington, D.C., July 18th through the 20th.
We are leaving here as new people and a new couple, I think truly with hope for the future.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Arterburn.
And I'm going to be talking about the seven things that you need to stop right now, and the seven things you need to start doing in your marriage, and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and I believe the best way to do this is, John, for you to pick the caller that you want us to go with and just punch the little button right by them.
I want to go to Ken in Middletown, Pennsylvania on line 7, and I'm going to be the puncher here.
Hey, Ken, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm hanging in there. Boy, this must be godsend. I've been listening to you guys for years and have tried numerous times. Wow, this is, as they say, a double bonus. How you guys doing?
We're good. Doing good.
And I'm glad that you were able to join us.
But oh, how can we help? You guys got a really good program, man. Good advice. To cut to the chase, there was a lady who called in, I think it was Friday, and she was having a problem dealing with an abusive man where she was trying to help and do everything she could. And conversely, I'm going through the same thing. To kind of make a long story short, I've been with this lady for 7 years. She's been diagnosed as being bipolar.
What does that mean, you're together with her? What does that mean?
She's been living with me for 7 years. I'll put it to you that way. And the first, I would say probably the first 4 years, as far as that is concerned, we were intimate and everything like that. Then I decided to stop that because I just felt compelled that that was the best thing to do because, truly being intimate with a woman is a gift from God. And, if all the other areas of your life aren't going good and you're just kind of doing that to do it, then that's kind of defeating the purpose, I think, that intimacy
okay,
is given
but,
to us.
But you need to ask us a question.
Yes, I do. Thank you. I didn't mean to get off on a tangent. Right now, I'm at the point where I can't deal with her anymore. I love her, but I can't talk to her about anything without her being very defensive or cutting me off or changing the subject.
Okay. So we actually have met people like this. Could we answer a question for you?
Yeah, I honestly don't know what to do except to leave her. I've tried to give her advice how to sustain herself, to budget money, and what have you, and I've asked her questions what she thinks a relationship should be, and I'm not getting I feel the right answers from a godly perspective.
And are you still living together?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
go ahead.
Yeah. So this would be a big deal then. She would move out or you would move out?
Well, I would have to move out, but the problem is that she has nowhere to go. Her kids can't take her in. They have problems, and my main concern would be is how she's going to sustain and support herself. That's the only reason why I've hung on this long,
Okay, so the question for us is what?
forgive me for sounding like a fool. I'm honestly in a situation. I don't know what to do. I love this woman, but I can't communicate her. She calls me foul and ignorant names, and I feel it's time to go. But my main concern is, if I leave this woman, will God be angry with me? You know, did I miss something? Did I do something wrong? I don't know.
No,
okay. Well, that's a lot. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, I don't think that. I mean, God's might be more upset with you for living with her than for leaving her. You know, because that's a clear violation of his plan and purpose. You're going to have a hard time getting free of her anyway, because abandonment's a big issue of hers, and she'll do anything once that possibility comes along.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, you may move out and she'll follow you. I don't know. But I think the purpose of moving out would be better served if you were saying, I want to be obedient to God, and I don't think we should be living together. And that becomes your rubric. You're a lot safer ground then, because it's based on God's principles rather than on you can't talk to the guy, to the gal.
And there's always the option of supporting her since she's been with you for 7 years.
Right.
Maybe you need to not kick her out on the street and know that she can't support herself. Maybe that's how you separate from her for a period of time. You're paying for her to live somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. That's good. And, you know, shame on me. You know, I'm more creative, but then I get put on the spot and I'm on the airwaves and I'm like, I just lose it. So forgive me, guys, for not being wrapped so tight today, but. Yeah.
Well, see, if you guys weren't living together, you probably would have broken up with her 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
See,
absolutely.
So you almost slid into a marriage. John, what are you thinking there, buddy?
Ken, I think Steve had the right solution. The way I was looking at it, the way I was framing it in my head was, suppose you've got an adult child who's, you know, 28 years old, it's time to get out and stop playing video games and all that, and that's when you say, this isn't right for us, so I'll help you transition out because I want you to be self-sustaining. And so you do some kind of transitional support and, you know, help her find social services or churches that that can help people who struggle. And and you basically move out of creating more dependency into helping her to find autonomy.
Right. That makes sense.
All right, man.
I'm going to send you a copy of Changes That Heal. I hope that will be a great book for you in developing character, and I hope you don't get in that kind of mess again. That's just not the way to go. All right. Let's go to the next caller. And next caller would be...
Is that... You want to just do that on our end, Steve?
Yeah,
This is kind of cool. I mean, I sort of feel like a control freak.
Yeah,
here, you know?
Wow.
I think it's bringing that out.
I'm running NASA here, Steve. This is pretty cool. Line one, let's talk to Susan in Indy. And Susan?
Yes.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a lot of resentment towards my mother, and I help her on a regular basis. I have a couple other sisters, but she happens to live close to me, so I'm left holding the bag. And I pray all I can, and I really try to be a wonderful person, but it's just really more than I can stand sometimes dealing with her. And, you know, everyone, my husband says, you know, he doesn't say very much other than, you know, he thinks I should just help her all I can, and so of course that makes me feel terrible that inside I don't feel like helping her or doing things that are nice for her.
Hey, Susan. Okay. Susan?
Yes.
What makes you cry? I can feel you're really sad right now. What are the tears about?
Well, when I was 8 years old, my mother remarried. And my other siblings went to live with my dad because my dad didn't think I was his natural child, so he didn't want anything to do with me. Although later on we have found out that I was his child. He's since passed away. But so when she remarried, the guy that she remarried sexually molested me.
Oh, goodness.
And beat me and cussed me out on a regular basis. And every time I told my mom, she just said, well, you know, he just wants you to know he really likes you. They would lock me out of the house. And I was a wonderful kid. I mean, I was an
Susan, you've had deep and pretty devastating losses and hurts. Have you had any healing processes like counseling for this?
I went once because I was going through so much. Because eventually I went into foster care,
Let me tell you what's
happening. Anorexic.
No, I get it. Let me tell you what's happening is you have the Bible talks about wounds. Like it speaks in the Old Testament about how, and Dave always quotes this verse to me about how people kind of make light of deep wounds. The verse in Isaiah. Mm-hmm. You've got some real serious hurts here, and when we have those and they're not finished and resolved and grieved and healed and forgiven, Susan, what happens is we often focus on one person that we long for to love us, and when they mistreat us, all the other wounds come in, and all the abandonment and hurt and betrayal come in, focus like a laser beam on that one person. This isn't about your mother. This isn't about your mother. It's about so many wounds from so many caretakers that weren't kind to you that you must get healing for. Your mother's, your sad feelings toward your mother have more to do with the fact that it's time for you to get some help, Susan.
I mean, anybody would be devastated from the trauma you've been through.
But it does have something to do with the mother because she didn't protect her.
That's right. She didn't protect me.
But
I have two wonderful children now that they would.
But Susan,
I've never done anything to them because I want them to have a grandma.
Susan, what John is saying though, you're focusing solely on your mother. And there's just so much that you've got to deal with.
Yeah, we can fix the mother thing, Susan, which would basically be a matter of what we call in psychology de-investment. De-investing from a need from her to love you, de-investing from a need from her to respect you, and getting those needs met in somewhere else. But I would be so concerned as somebody who would care about you that if you don't deal with this other stuff, these deep feelings will not go away. No. You really need structured professional healing, and it'll make a difference.
Don't be afraid of it because, you know, I'm sure part of what you're thinking as you're listening is that I won't be able to survive that. It'll be so overwhelming. But if you get with the right person that you can begin to trust and open up with, and they can help you through that process, you will be far better off on the other side of it. It'll be painful, but it'll be healing.
Let me just suggest that you I'll give you a subscription to New Life TV so that you can go there and see the stuff that we've done on trauma already. And I think it will be helpful to you. Hold on. We want to get a counselor for you. And I'll send you Dr. Jill Hubbard's book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers.
Yeah, and Susan, there's a really good passage in Psalm 68 where David says that though my mother and father have forsaken me, thou wilt be with me. You need to get mothering, and I think fathering, in some different healthy ways. So God provides
from
different people. God provides mothering and fathering and grandmothering and friending from the right people. And I think you're going to have to get some good stuff from other people to kind of heal what your mother did.
That's where the church is meaningful.
And it kind of goes against everything you want to do. You want to just isolate from everybody and just kind of sulk in the sadness
or have the talk to really open mom up. You know, this is the talk. Now my mom will be nurturant, and now she'll be interested in my life, and she'll appreciate all I've done. And, you know, you're drinking from an empty well, Susan. So we got to get your drinking from a good well.
That's right. All right. Hey, Dave, you have fans on tv.newlife.com, and someone wrote, Dave Stoop having a temper? So hard to imagine. I've listened to New Life for about 12 years now. Dave and Jill and Steve, Mylon, John, Henry, and now Sherry have become such a voice of reason and wisdom in my life. Thank you so much for this segment on tv.newlife.com.
What's the temper
thing? Provided so
much knowledge.
We did a segment on Is Anger a Sin? Is anger a sin? And we got talking about that. And
did Dave have a temper? Did Dave Tippin have a temper tantrum on television, Steve?
No.
No, he just talked about how he dealt with his temper when he had one, which is kind of hard to...
Years ago.
I just can't imagine him having a tantrum.
Old unflappable Dave, they used to call me. Little did they know what was going on inside in those early years.
Right. Anyway, hey, you got to see that piece. And he also did a great piece on I Forgive You, But I Can't Forget. And someone said, I love you on New Life Television. So Dave has his own little fan club going there on New Life TV. We will take a break and come back for our next segment on New Life. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month. And that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com. Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We are back. Sherry Keffer's show. It'd be great that our previous caller on trauma and how that can affect your beliefs about yourself. And you know, if you're going to a church and that's why you haven't gotten help, you're going someplace where they don't really encourage people to get help, I just think you need to move on. Don't forget, it's not too late to sign up for the Friday Orange County Every Man's Battle. Could change your life forever for good. And I guess we've got one more day. You could still sign up for the Holy Land if you wanted to join us over there June 2 through 12 with a four-day add-on. And we need your help. Let's go to the next caller and see who's up.
We're going to talk to Jules in, looks like, Sanger, California.
Hi, Jules.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm okay.
Good. How could we help you, Jules?
I want to ask, how can I respond to sexual, my husband has been asking me to watch pornography with him, and I don't think he has the right because I think, I mean,
Yeah.
We're not sexually active.
Okay, and, so maybe you could say to him, no, and this shows just how separate we are, how separated we are. We're not connected, and so let's go get some help and build our connection.
We had been going to counseling, and actually, I had tried to get a divorce because I and he asked me to stay so that I could get a job and support myself before I move out. But I did get the Heart Restored, that book.
Every Heart and Restored.
I'm stuck. Yes, I'm stuck on the chapter that it says if I need to help him, but I'm stuck on that one because if I don't have feelings for him anymore, I just go back to the hurt that that
okay.
was brought up by having him tell me that he had an affair with my sister.
Oh, goodness.
He had an affair with your sister.
So sorry.
Well, that's horrific. From a lot of different angles, it's horrific.
Hey, Jules, it's not your job to help him. It's your job to confront him, and then he's got to be willing to get the help, and it doesn't sound like he is.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I'm hoping that you could go to women in the battle, and that would really be healing for you.
When those things come up, I kind of think that it would probably not help because I don't want to stay in the marriage. Would
well, the women in the battle, women in the battle is to help you heal.
Okay.
Whether you stay in the marriage or not.
Okay.
Because you have been devastated, and I, what's your relationship like with your sister now?
I don't have one. I don't have a relationship with her. I just.
Yeah.
Well, how do you interpret that as it's your job to help him?
Well, when I read the book, I now know why he has this problem. And if he asked me to stay, that means that he is probably not a bad person. But
He's not a bad.
That's where I'm stuck. I'm stuck because I don't want
to. He does some bad things. That's for sure.
He's not a bad person. He just does dumb things and destructive things, and it sounded like the way you described it. He only wants you to stay so you can get a job, so he doesn't have to support you. He's not thinking about you at all, and that's why I said your job is not to help him, but to challenge and confront him. And if he doesn't respond to that, then you have every right to walk away.
That's okay.
Okay. Jules,
you.
Can I give one more piece of, you know, help and all that?
Yeah.
I really kind of went where Steve did. I'm listening to your voice, and you feel so alone to me, and so isolated, and so all by yourself and fragile.
Yeah,
I really don't think this is anything. I don't think you ought to do anything about the marriage right now. I don't think you have the energy or the strength. I think you're sort of just weak and fragile because of all the devastation. The number one thing I want you to do is to get healthy and strong. People don't make good decisions about marriages. You know, you said, I don't have any feelings for him. And I understand that. People don't make good decisions about marriages when they're at this state because they're basically kind of on survival. And so I want you to get love and support and a great therapist and a great support group and all this stuff. Neurologically speaking, Jules, our brains work better and we make better decisions about marriage, career, parenting, or whatever when we're healthy. Number one is get healthy. So we're going to help you get the people and the love and the support and the structure, and then you can make a decision about the marriage.
All right, I'm glad that you called. I want you to hold on, and we'll get a copy of Healing is a Choice to you. And I'm hoping that we can get you to one of these seminars, one of these intensives. I tell you, they transform lives, and people come out of there with tremendous hope who went in with none at all. So we want to try to get you to one of those, and maybe somebody hearing this would like for you to have a scholarship. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you mm-hmm. know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are, and they give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems and where to get help and how to get help and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
2 years ago, we took 120 people to the Holy Land.
It was an incredible adventure for us. For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me.
Once you go and see and do and touch and feel, there's just a connection that you just can't explain.
We're going to Israel again in 2014. We're going to go June the 2nd through the 12th. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the temple steps, visiting the Wailing Wall, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, Bethlehem, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more. Then, from the 13th to the 15th, if you stay with us, we're going to go to Petra, to Mount Nebo, and to Amman.
It is probably one of the best crash courses in Bible you would ever have in your whole life.
You can reach Gil Travel at 1-800-223-3855, extension 240 or 260.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We are back, and Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio, and hi, Larry.
Hey, Steve.
Well, we have 2 days of this month left.
We do, and we need some help. And okay. I thought, I want to be quick, but it bears repeating for those who haven't heard this appeal and why we're asking for this help, to just kind of review it real quick, if I could.
Okay.
Well, first off, I want to thank everybody who has supported us and continues to support us. We really appreciate that. I never want people to sense there's not a spirit of gratitude here at New Life. So thank you. Mm. But if you haven't heard, about 3 years ago, we were in a real bad way, result of the economic downturn. And things got to a point where our largest provider of airtime, the station ownership of the largest stations that we air on, gave us an ultimatum pretty much. And we had to come up with some money really quickly, or we were going to go off the air. And we spent days on the air. You spent, I think, at least 3 days in a row just doing nothing but fundraising. We weren't taking calls for help. And it worked. You listeners responded, and we're very grateful for that. And we've had some good years since then, and we've been doing well. But if you fast forward just to February and March this year, we had just kind of a slump. We haven't gone totally where we were then, but we've fallen back a little bit, and the station put us on notice last week with an email telling us that we're in danger of losing some airtime. They've put up a boundary. They've said that we can't go back where we were before. And so we don't want to get to the point where we have to spend a day, an entire program or two or three, where we're doing nothing but raising money. So we're coming right to the mic, spending just a few minutes and explaining that we need your help, that things slowed down for a couple of months and we need them to pick up again. And if you can help us, we really, really need it, and we appreciate if you would consider making a gift. Now, it's always been our philosophy here that we don't want you to give if you don't feel God's prepared you for it, or if you don't feel that you can give cheerfully. And so, you know, we understand your church comes first. We understand there's needs you have, but we want you to know the need that we have, and that with as many people that are out there listening that have never given, Mm-hmm. We really want to encourage those folks. You know, maybe today's the day you're supposed to step up so that somebody else can hear this program going forward.
You know, guys, I was in Baltimore this last weekend speaking, and I was doing the book signing line, and people were coming up saying, the show, this is in the Baltimore area, mm-hmm. the show is my lifeline. The show is where I go to get sanity and a biblical view of help, and thank you so much. I mean, it is just changing lives.
And that's the reason we need this. Right. It's not to pay a bill. It's so that this message of hope, this way for people to think and regain restoration of relationships mm-hmm. and their life again, we can keep that going, because that's what, you know, I said the other day, some people get a little turned off by this, but Satan would like nothing else than for the voice of this radio program to be silenced in cities around the country. And you can help us keep that from happening.
Okay. 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com.
And the other thing,
please help us.
Last thing, Steve, is our address here is P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California. I forgot.
92651.
Thank you. I totally forgot the zip. But we had a letter yesterday. Somebody sent in $1,000, and they said, I wanted to send you money for a long time, but I never knew your address. You never say it on the radio. So I want to make sure we remember to say the address.
Larry's going
to
start saying that address all the time.
Which post office box is it?
1018.
1018. What's the zip?
Laguna Beach 92652. Thank you. Appreciate your help, everybody.
Thank you, Larry. Okay. Well, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. Help us if you can. Let's go to the next caller. And who's up on the list next?
There's a big choice here.
We've got lots of people. You know what? Let's talk to Alan in Pueblo, Colorado. Hi, Alan.
Oh, you hit the wrong button.
Hello?
Oh, no, you didn't. You hit the right button.
Is this Alan?
Hi, Alan.
Can you hear me?
Speak up just a tad if you could.
Can you hear me now?
Goodness gracious. You just fixed
much
everything.
Better?
Yep. Much better.
That's great. How could we help you today?
Listen, I got a question. I've been married for a couple years now, and I've been in a relationship with my wife for about 7 years. And in the last couple of years, I got custody of my son. I count his mother as incapable of taking care of him. But the relationship between my son and my wife is so bad that I'm actually just, it gives me heartaches every day, almost to the point of an altar, you know. And I heard your comment about being grounded in a good church, and I just wanted to know what would I look for in a church that would help me in that relationship between my son and my wife?
Well, I don't know that just walking into a church is going to help it. Dave, what were you thinking there?
Well, I don't know. My guess is that your wife was trying to help and was trying to parent your son.
Yeah, and then got to the point now where it's out of control.
Yeah, and that never works.
No,
you got to be friends first. There's an excellent book. We don't have it, but it's called The Smart Step Family by Ron Deal, and he talks about that issue. Blood. You know, you can parent your son, but she can't. And she has to build credibility by just being his friend and befriending him and becoming, you know, somebody that he can trust. And even then, you know, she needs to stay out of that, because the old fairy tales about the wicked stepmother, you know, have a lot of validity. And it's always because they try to help, and it's well motivated, but it blows up in their face.
Yeah, the way that Alan, that your son generally feels, I mean, what we see is that all kids who have divorce have a wish. They have a deep, deep wish. And that, you know, guess what it is? It's that mom and dad get back together, because God put mom and dad together, and kids feel safer and secure when they've got a mom and dad that love each other. And so your wife left and you guys broke up and all this, and you fell in love again and you got custody. That doesn't make that deep, deep wish go away. And so no matter how loving or nurturing or warm or whatever your wife is, she's the intruder. She's the problem. She's the one that's going to attack that wish in your child's mind and say, now they'll never get back together. So the only answer is the child's got to enter a healing, grieving process and say, I can't get what I want. It's really sad. I'm 13. I wish they'd get back together. But I've got to let that go. And that's what counseling's about. That's what healthy support groups are about. And then I love what Dave said. While your son is learning to grieve and let go of that to get good stuff, your wife pulls away from authority. She pulls away from being the rule keeper. You're the rule keeper, and she defers to you. And she's just connected. She's just connected. She talks. She throws the ball around. She helps with homework. But you're the guy with the discipline until the grief is done. Does that make any sense?
Let me just say this, too. When you bring your wife into that relationship with him, you're hoping that he sees a mother figure. He sees a wrecking ball. That's what he sees.
He sees an intruder.
Just really destroying things. And she didn't do it right. You need to be a friend first. Then you need to be like an aunt or an uncle or a grandparent. And then you need to start parenting, but not from a place of being the one that delivers discipline. That might come
a
few years later.
It might never come. You know, I think you begin, Alan, by helping your wife understand these things. And then her sitting down with your – how old is your son?
It's 12 or 13. 12? 13?
13. 13. Sitting down with your son and saying, you know, I'm really sorry. I've pushed myself on you, and I just want to back off and see if I can be your friend and care about you. And it doesn't have to be a long thing, because he's not going to sit there and listen to it at that age. But, you know, somehow she's got to break the cycle so that he knows she's aware, and that means that the behavior in the future is going to be different. And then get your son some help to do that grieving, because that's an important part of the healing process for him and for your whole family.
Right. And you can just say, I didn't know. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would really get that book, The Smart Step Family, Ron Deal. I'd try to find that book somewhere. It could really be helpful. And then,
in the meantime, there's a couple of the dynamics. My relationship with my wife is just shattered. We don't know. I mean, I don't know how to pick up the pieces and get it back together.
Well, share with her what we've been telling you. And get that book, because that'll help put it in the – her motivation was good. She was trying to help, and I'd make sure that she understands that. It's just that because of what John was describing, the agenda that every kid has in that situation, set her up and see what happens.
All right. We're going to take a break and come right back. While we're taking a break, you might want to see the program that's up today. You could check out Vows You Should Break on TV.NewLife.com. And the trauma segment by Sherry Keffer is worth the price of the channel. And it's TV.NewLife.com. We'll be back right after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked, just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people.
people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think, that's why I do it, because there's just so much out there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And, you know, if you can support us with a gift of any kind, we're going to send you this wonderful devotional, 100 Days of Character, help you live with integrity, overcome temptation. For a gift of $60 or more, it's the Spiritual Renewal Bible that is full of transformation notes, profiles, devotionals. And if you want that mailing address again, it's New Life, Box 1018, New Life, Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92651. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92651. John, let's go to our final caller here and see who's up.
We are going to talk to Sabi, I believe it's Sabi, all the way in Romania. I guess you're on internet, Sabi, so can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you very good.
Goodness, what a clear signal, Sabi.
Yeah.
Where are you in Romania, Sabi?
In the center of Romania, it's Târgu Mureș, if you can spell it.
Oh, I've been in that area. It's beautiful.
Well, how could we help you today?
Yes, my question is, how can you improve your openness in a support group? Before Easter, and I had the possibility to attend in a kind of small group thing.
Yeah.
And every week when we met, each member had the possibility to talk about the last week, what had happened to him in his spiritual life, and for me it just didn't work. So I have an issue. I'm trying to find a job. I got fired, and I just couldn't confess this thing in that support group. And this is the problem with other. Yes.
Let's drop back to that. This is just a very striking example that we can help you with, Sabi. When you knew that these were nice people and they were warm, and that this is a place to get support, and you knew that you have job struggles, what emotion did you have right before you thought, gosh, I need to tell them? Generally, we have some kind of a negative emotion right before we open up.
Well, this happened before that I lost my job. And when I told my friends, they just didn't comfort me. So it was like, what kind of man you are and what might you have done?
Yes,
at
instead of comfort, you got judgment. Are you saying that
shame?
Are you saying that that's not, you're not needed? Maybe I misunderstood. So you weren't bringing the job thing, or you weren't considering bringing the job thing to the support group, right? Did I miss that?
Yeah, but I wanted to, but I something just stopped.
Well, let me return to my question. What emotion did you feel like a microsecond before you thought these are nice, warm people? Most of the time, there's a negative emotion we feel. But that stops us from opening up.
The fact that, I don't know, pity, emotion, pitiness.
Like you're a pitiful person?
Yeah.
That's a negative feeling. Okay. So some bad experiences with some critical friends then kind of got in your head, and you thought, they're going to pity me, and it's going to be a bad experience. So, again, it's going to be a bad experience.
This is the same thing with my church, my local church. It's the same thing. I just can't tell them.
Okay. Sabi, could you...
Only my sister knows.
Part of... You're talking about jumping off the high dive board.
Yeah.
And you're up there on the high board, and you're supposed to dive in. and it's too scary. So what you've got to do is get down to one of the lower boards. So don't share the really scary stuff. Think about sharing something that is scary to some degree, mm-hmm. but not embarrassing, not shameful. And I certainly would be careful about sharing the fact that you lost the job. I would simply say something about, you know, I'm struggling with how to find a job. Make it lighter and simpler, because I understand what you're struggling with. When I was in my training in group with group therapy and that, I was in several groups because I volunteered for them, and then I panicked. I couldn't say anything. And finally just forced myself to say something that was genuine but very, you know, somewhat safe. And then when I got a great response, I went into it deeper. Mm-hmm. If I hadn't got a great response, I probably wouldn't have gone into it deeper in that group. So you kind of test the group by sharing a little bit and then seeing what kind of response you get, and then going from there to being a little bit more open. But to jump in, you know, to jump off that high board, you know, it's 30 feet above the water. That's scary. And
Dave, you remember the group you and I were in? I jumped off the high board, and the group never met again. The
group never met again. I remember that. We kept meeting, but the group didn't meet. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So I feel for you.
I
just said we feel for you, and I think you're going to have to find maybe one person to open up to. That may also be a way.
Yeah, one person from that group.
You know, another thing, Sabi, is, you know, James 5:16 tells us to confess our lacks and weaknesses and sins to each other that we may be healed. Sometimes it helps in a small group to bring that in and say, here's what I want to share tonight. I can't open up. Like, you bring the issue to them and say, I get scared. I feel like you're going to pity me. I've been judged by some friends. And this is why I've been shut down. And you bring that to them. We call that process versus content in our world. Instead of the content issue, you bring the process. And I've seen groups catalyzed by that, where people go, I want to make it safe for you. I want to be vulnerable with you. I'll help you. And they reassure you when you just say, I'm so scared I can't open up. That's often a very, very good thing to say in a group.
That's not as risky as jumping off the high board.
Does that make sense, Abby?
Actually, I did this on the last week.
How'd it go?
And the group leader said, okay, maybe next time you will be more open.
Oh, great.
Okay. So, well, it depends on how I get a response.
Well, I want to send you to Romania if we can get it there. It's a little book on You Are What You Think, and I think that might be of help to you. I'm really glad that you called, and I hope that you can join us on tv.newlife.com. There's some really, really great stuff there that you can see in Romania because we're on the internet. So God bless you there, and thank you for calling us. Everybody, you've heard we need your help and support. 100 Days of Character is coming your way, if a gift of any kind. And for a gift of $60 or more, the Bible of the Year, the Spiritual Renewal Bible that Dave and I did together, Bible of the Year, you will love this Bible. And so we'll send that to you for a gift of $60 or more. And then, as you know, we are still very excited about tv.newlife.com. And we're getting such great affirmation. We're closer, we're richer, we're deeper, we're more connected. And the topics are the things that you ask us to do. We try to get every one of those done. So check out today's program on trauma with Sherry Keffer, and I think you'll love it. Also, I did a segment on vows you should break. And, you know, if you do feel like God is leading you, and maybe you want to mail it in, here it is. It's New Life, Box 1018, 92651. Or you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. They're right there waiting for you. Or you can go to newlife.com. So we have a lot of things, and we're excited about the richness of what we're able to share on tv.newlife.com. And we're so thrilled we get to be with you right here on radio every weekday. Help us if you can. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. new life. Thank you, John. Thank you,
Thanks
Dave.
For listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.